faith. Vov Nissan, Sunday the 2nd of April, Rabbi Michael Scharf, in Yonim of Kashrus in respect of Pesach. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family Neuberger on the 10th Yahrzeit site of Hechava Reb Yitzchok ben Hechava Reb Shimon Oliver Shalom.
It's changed.
I know that the topic was mentioned to discuss the hand matzahs toward the machine-baked matzahs. Yeah. And this is, I think, this is a topic which we really discussed about a few years ago. And there are various there are various minhogim and issues. I tried to catch up in maybe the second part. I think there was something which I feel it's of much, much great importance. Not chalila that matzahs are not important, but everybody have obviously the minhogim, and it's more to discuss the miles, the not to say pro and cons. Chalila, it's miles of both sides. But certain things which come up every year, and this year really we got the last probably 48 hours quite a few phone calls on certain issues. I felt it is very, very important to share with you these experiences and awareness, and maybe the message should go out a bit more widely to the public to be more careful. And the issue is the awareness on buying Pesach products. Yes. We have all year round products which are obviously chometz, kidneys and everything which have whatever type of hechsher is irrelevant. And on Pesach, everything is obviously manufactured specially. Now, what's actually happening on Pesach, there is a little bit of confusion, and maybe more than a little bit, quite a bit confusion on the consumer point of view. When one goes shopping, you already look, first of all, for a kosher shop, for a kosher Pesach product. But what people don't realize is many products, sometimes it does say kosher Pesach, sometimes it doesn't say kosher Pesach, and unfortunately a lot of mistakes happen. And I want to share with you mamash, things which happens, and how much one need to be quite careful on that. The first thing is, you'll find that many hechsherim who give on all year round a hechsher, kosher for all year round, next to it, you'll have another hechsher for kosher Pesach, which could have been easily not the same standard that one would rely, and I would say not the misleading, but one need to be careful that if you rely on one particular hechsher, it would say clearly Limoisa Shomo Bilvad, and not for Pesach, and next to it, you will have a hechsher of kosher Pesach. People don't rely and feel that, okay, this is also the same, and it's not the case. But at least you know that it's kosher Pesach with a second hechsher somehow. Nevertheless, the second hechsher could be not only on, I'm not saying inferior standard, but could be with some condition. For example, could be kidneys, could be rice, could be different things which one would have not used it. And one need to be quite careful. But this is the, in a sense, an easy situation, but at least the product is kosher Pesach. Nevertheless, when we come to shopping, there's a lot of mix-up in the shops as well. For example, we had the first call last year, Motzoy Pesach Rishon, this was Mamash Chol HaMoed, and someone called and said that he realized in the middle of the Seder Nacht that he opened up his matzahs. It was a machine matzahs. And suddenly he realized that it's not a kosher Pesach, and it's a chometz matzahs. How this happened? It's another story. When he arrived, he had the delivery, and at home he used a lot of matzahs. The mix, it was quite a mixed up. He got the right delivery from the shop, which was kosher Pesach matzahs, but when it arrived at home, he got mixed up with his regular matzahs, and eventually he landed up to the cupboard. And on Pesach Banacht, unfortunately, they took his ass. The Siyata Dishmaya, which this person had, is that the particular company which the brand which they used, even their chometz matzahs is not mamish considered 100% chometz. I'm saying 100% is just to understand. There is a way of machine matzahs. When you do the machine matzahs for Pesach, you stop every 18 minutes, you will clean all the equipment, all the machinery with Ashgoche properly. But when they do through the year, in order to avoid making the machinery mamish chometz, so what they do is they work non-stop. So Be'emes is Be'esek Kol Hayoim, was in a law according to Avad Be'etzem chometz, it doesn't become chometz because you work to it with it all. Avad Legav Pesach, we don't want to be soimech of Esek Kol Hayoim. You want every 18 minutes to stop, but they are working on Esek Kol Hayoim to avoid all the equipment, the oven, because if the oven become chometz, then it gets a major issue to kasher it, and most kasher authority would not give them the way of kashering because it's almost impossible. So the matzah which this person had was not mamash chometz. Otherwise, obviously, apart from need to burn the chometz on Pesach, you know, what he ate as well was an issue. But this came from a mixed up at home, which if we would have been a bit more careful checking, this would have happened. And
sorry, if he sold his chometz, then those matzahs belong to the goy; they're not his.
Okay, this is quite a shaila which probably comes up every year. Yeah. If someone found chometz on Pesach, and although he was ready mevatel, so legabe bitul shet mefurish need to burn it. Yeah, he sold it; it doesn't belong to; it belongs to the goy. So what are you taking? Even for more, you are gunman now from the goy because you belong to God. You become a gunman.
Yeah.
So since other reports, the zach, the rov, in the tshuva, so Machne Ephraim have a longer tshuva about it. So there's a lot of machlokes of a poskim. What you should do with it, if you should just leave it, because that, you need to make a mechitza, because even chometz shel goy, you need to make a mechitza, shemo yivel ochloi. This is zicha, you need to make a mechitza, koi for lof keli, lemoshl. Or you have mechuyev to go to burn or to destroy it. So he has a longer tshuva, and perhaps another time we'll discuss it. Is the pro and con in the zach, the question is, what shtam mechiz chometz, it was in it. But it's definitely not a clear cut. If someone just leave it there, cover it with a mechitza, is definitely fine with it.
But it's not yours, it's his.
That's correct. That's why it's his. But this, you need to cover it because you need to make a mechitza. Even chometz shel goy beveit yisrael, you need to make a mechitza. The question is, if one already pick up the zak, maybe you already coin it. So there's a lot of tannoim in this issue. Nevertheless, other people, other manufacturers of matzahs do produce their matzahs mamash as chometz. And for example, what they do, what they call the rework system. It means then you have dough which don't come out properly as a matzahs, so they put it on the side and then they put it back in the mixer and so on. And by the third time, you lay on for quite a bit of time and it become chometz. There is another way of matzahs to become chometz, is in the through the process and into the oven. They want to be more crispy and more different, and so they don't bake it straight away. When the matzah comes to the oven, it goes through only a hot air process. And this gives the time for the matzahs to blow a little bit, to rise a little bit. So this is mamash goyrim chimutz in the matzah. So the machine matzahs could have been chometz. In this particular case, it wasn't, but it was definitely not kosher le'Pesach, but obviously it could have been avoided if one would have been more careful on the product. The other scenario which we had, it was mamash after Bdikas Chometz, and someone called up that they make all the cooking and the baking for Pesach, and they use the wrong chocolate to in all of their cake. And it didn't say kosher le Pesach. When I looked into it, it was a chocolate which contained lecithin. Lecithin, it's an emulsifier which comes basically from soya, mainly from soya, also from sunflower oil, from sunflower seeds, which come from the oil later on. It's quite often used today. So basically, it was definitely only a child of kidneys. So kidneys, we know as if one uses it, it's bottle berov, definitely for Pesach and Pesach as well. So the person, in a sense, it was really bottled. It didn't need to throw out or whatever, to discard all the cooking. But nevertheless, there are a different type of baking chocolate which contain mamish flour in it. Some companies add flour in the mixture of the chocolate to give a different structure, to make it more pasty a little bit. And mele could have easily been mamish chometz gomur. Thus, would have caused an issue not only in the cake, obviously all the kelim, because all the kelim would have already been baked with chometz, the oven, the equipment, all this type of thing would have been mamash chometz dik, and about it start kashering would have been much, much worse. Now, the worst scenario I think which we had was last year Chol HaMoed Pesach, when someone realized that the gefilte fish rolls, which they cooked for Pesach, and even I think with generosity they gave to various people as well, was chometz. At least it was not kosher le Pesach. So when they realized it was not kosher le Pesach, they called if there is any different. And again, it all depends who is the manufacturer of it. And indeed, the manufacturer of this particular type of gefilte fish do contain matzah meal. Now, matzah meal, okay, it states quite clearly on the packet. So, even all year round, only for all year round, not for Pesach. For Pesach, they put potato flour. For all year round, they put matzah meal. Now, this particular matzah meal, which they are using, it's pure chometz. Because matzah meal, these two ways are to do matzah meal. Either one takes the baked matzahs and you grind it and you make the flour out of it, you make a meal out of it and you just grind it. This is the way it's done, the kosher le Pesach matzah meal. Once you run through your matzahs, you take it and you go through your grinder and then you sieve it according to the size that you want, a bit thicker or a bit thinner, according to the final product you want to achieve. However, for chometz matzah meal, there are different ways that they make like a cake of matzahs, and it's sliced, and then it goes to the oven, and it's not even half-baked. And they made it specially to be very, a little bit mamish baked, just to be able to grind the dough. So they dry the dough, in a sense, to grind it, so it becomes mamish pure chometz, and later on, they take the flour and put it through again. I mean, it's a special type of process. Not many people do that. Now, it was a particular bakery who was doing it. This is the way of a speciality of doing it, so for various reasons. So then the deer, in effect, they're baking slightly the matzah, and then you dehydrate it to remove the moisture to be able to grind it, and later on, you dry it further. But by that time, you got a pure chometz matzah meal. And this is the matzah meal which was used in this gefilte fish. Now, the problem with that was, obviously, the gefilte fish now, it was not part of the mechiras chometz, so it chayv biur straight away, you need to burn it, because it's chometz. You had a problem with the kelim. And obviously, not talking what they have eaten, or by Kaponim, you have the people that you gave it, go and find out. So we worked it out. All the gefilte fish, the Maaseh Rosh Hashem, was cooked before Yom Tov. So maybe we can mitzaref dan legabe bitul. So he worked a lot of work on it, and I think we need to thank David Kohn of North Hernandez also, which put a lot of effort and time in this particular case. He went down himself to look at what stock they had and so on. So eventually, obviously, it was a tremendous problem. How did it happen? Why did the customer didn't realize that it was a chometz, the roll of gefilte fish? So what happened is, after going through the story, what we find out is the following. The shop ordered kosher Pesach and non-kosher Pesach gefilte fish from the manufacturer because he owned two shops, separate, a Pesach shop and a regular shop, and they needed for both. When the delivery arrived with boxes of both types, it was put into the freezer, and the workers fill up the shelves eventually, the freezer went as it goes, and they made a mistake. Yeah. And they took out the wrong boxes, and they put it in the wrong freezer. And the customer came, it's a Pesach shop, took out the gefilte fish, put it in the shelf, and gone. Although it could have been picked up through the till, because they have a different barcode, the Pesach barcode and non-Pesach barcode, it could have been a different price for it. definitely different barcode. So definitely they could have spotted, and this was the mighty, the Siyata Dishmaya, that because the barcode system, the shop owner managed straight to a Motza Yom Tov to go in to his shop, and he knew exactly who bought the rolls, hopefully as much as he can, straight away contact them to tell them that what they need to be done. It was their chelek. So if the consumer would have been a bit more alert and check everything, so it's not always a mistake, sometimes a mistake of a label, but here we see a mistake of filling up the shelf. Now, we tried to change this year particular more and more the system. It's not easy. We have tried to put on the outer box special tape, kosher lePesach, so it's especially visual to all the workers in English, so it's visual in the work that this is Pesach, this is non-Pesach. We also changed the labels with two big stars, kosher lePesach, and in Hebrew and in English, quite clearly change the design of the packaging. It takes a lot of time. It's going to take another year or two to try to change all the packaging. We try to change that people to have different and get used to with the idea of different packaging. But last night, I got a phone call after probably, I think it was quite late, early morning. It was almost, I think, 1 o'clock in the morning. And someone called me up. You need to come over. I got a major problem. What's the problem? I come over. I just let me know on the telephone. I'll tell you on the telephone, but you need to come over because Mamash Amaisef in Shlombai is here. So you need to do it. It cost me over an hour. So I did. I went over. The person finished cooking almost everything for Yom Tov. By the time he realized that the black pepper, which he used, was a non-kosher Pesach. And obviously it's a lot of work has been going in. The freezer was jam-packed with gas and so on. It just, what are we doing here? So I particularly knew the company who does this black pepper. So I tell them, look, you can't count down. We'll find out tomorrow morning from the Baal Machshir to make sure if the inshallah of chometz. But I was quite calm that even if the shayla of chometz, it would definitely be bottle. And one need to know, avada lechatchile, we need to be makpid, not to have bitul or anything. But avada such a scenario, baruch Hashem amatoyre, and we need to follow medavisen what one need to be done. He didn't want to count down. He took over an hour to explain him that, don't worry, I'm promising you, Be'at Hashem, he'll be all right. This morning, 7 o'clock, I was already on the phone. So to see what's going on, I still didn't manage to get hold of the mashgiach who done it. But the mistake was that in this case, that he ordered his Pesach order on the phone, and he was delivered, and he didn't check his delivery. Now, yes, he contacted the shop and he said, apologize, I didn't realize. And eventually he worked out that he received a delivery from the importer, non-kosher Pesach, and that's why he delivered to various of his customers. So he already straight away started calling around. So we're expecting quite a phone call this morning. What should we do? But the fact is, if he would have looked into it, if a person would be more vigilant and looking the thing, when you go to a shop, at the time of shopping, and what's the problem with pepper, just mentioning it, about if it's a child of chometz, of not chometz in black pepper, there are some companies which, first of all, they blend a little bit of flour together with the spices. We can see a lot of mixed spices will have, says quite clearly, flour on it, and this is a shaila. Obviously the kalim, with the packing line, it's used for all type of spices. So yes, you could have 100% natural grinded pepper, paprika, whatever it is, but then they make a blend of various spices which contain flour, and then the machinery will be, they are just air blown, you don't wash it, you just air blown to remove the residue. So you may definitely have a shirayim. So thus it will definitely be a bottle for Pesach, yes. But there are different companies whom we already saw that, seen it, that they grind at the same time when they grind the pepper, they even add flour to it to get the white pepper, not so much for the black pepper. And so they could be that even in the grinder you can have a shaila of chometz. You definitely can have a shaila of kidneys, but this is nishka, such a big problem with the pepper. You mustn't forget the pepper is dovo charif. So mainly makes things much, much more complicated, and it's nois and tam. Yeah, so
it, not the flour.
Excellent. Excellent, correct. That's why I told him yesterday, even if there is a flour in it, it's only as a carrier, yeah, to reduce, but it will be bottle, yeah, the pepper will be nice and tam, but the flour would have been bottled in the rest of the cooking.
Would you say the same about the chocolate in the previous case? There was nice and tam, but the flour in it wasn't.
So no, but the flour of the chocolate, it's not a question of next time. It's mamish be'ein, because what you do with this chocolate, you cover a cake on it, yeah, and you have here mamish the chocolate, the you're eating mamish chometz, because the whole chocolate when you're cooking it become chometzdik. What the way to do this chocolate is you mix all your ingredients, you add the flour in it, quite a bit of flour which is not bottled. If not, it would be bottled with shishim. You have much, much more than that. Much more than that. And then, although it's only meperes in a sense, because chocolate meperes, but there are water in it. Not water in the chocolate, the ingredients have gone through water. So you have straight to nischam. So, and you got mamash be'ein. Mashenken, but the pepper, if you have a carrier, flour, for example, when you cook it, this flour will melt into the. To the cooking, so you'll have no, everything will be bottled in it. So the only pepper, obviously, with nois and tam, which the pepper himself has no problem. So this, again, could have been avoided. The same issue we had also in the paprika, that people use the wrong paprikas. And another issue which had is alcohol. A lot of people baked with alcohol. You can buy alcohol in bottles, 96%. Yeah, not so much here in the UK, but it's more imported in many sold in Elsisol, yeah, which one can make. And so the alcohol usually in Elsisol, mainly it's always kosher Pesach. The alcohol, it's manufactured from fermentation of molasses, sugar molasses, in South Africa, in France, it mainly goes to Eltisol, and then they put it in bottles. There are a certain amount of kidneys and even chometz alcohol. Now, some of the alcohol are kosher Pesach, and some of them are not kosher Pesach with a normal, regular, good Herrscher, but next to it you'll have a Herrscher which one may not rely on it, but people don't rely. It says kosher Pesach. And he doesn't say that this one, for example, is a kidneys alcohol, which comes from corn, for example. So there are one need to be quite careful. And last year we had also a piece of the same thing with people who baked with a bit of alcohol in it. And even in certain type of cooking, you put a little bit of alcohol. And this is also noisentam. Now, legambe kidneys, but noisentam is nishadri poshu tsisevet a bottle. Chokyankev mit andra achoinim. Mitchen Sachen, then we know that Tam, although a bottle, but it's not to also not a Tam. It's not a bottle. The shayla, but kidneys, kuidem a Pesach, or but not a Tam, is a bottle. Tzinish. The Chazalom, the asset kidneys is exerted to eat it like that. But once it's a little taruve, tzinish ka beemesa isur. It's nishmer. The Chazalom were worried that it will mix up between different type of grain and so on. So if you already mixed it up, then it's a bottle, even if you give a certain time. So a lot of achuinim said, even if it's not a time, but it's a machlok of achuinim. In that particular case, it was mamish kidneys alcohol, which was used, and obviously I told him you need to ask his or to decide for them what they feel they should do. The other issue which was is, I would say, but this is more particular to the each individual. It was someone who put away his, when he was coming back from shopping, he put away his flour, all around regular flour, into plastic container. But he felt much more clean, sometimes the bags get torn and so on. And he has a few plastic containers, and he, some of the mistakes, they stayed in the Pesach. The cupboard. When he started baking, he salted potato starch, and thus he started using it. And eventually, sometimes the kids start baking and so on. And later on, I think the mother came along and she saw there's something wrong. I think the cake looks too good to be true. So it was before Pesach. Look at it, and you know, couldn't understand. Yes, it is wrong. Something gone wrong. Eventually, looking into the flour, they realized there is a difference between the potato starch and the flour. And then she found that it was definitely the wrong containers. And obviously, of them, you can consume a heter. We're not talking about a heter of, yes, you can eat it before Pesach. But the biggest problem was the kelim. They were talking about all the mixers, the ovens, and to make leaven on an oven at home, it's not a simple job. And unfortunately, it was quite a high amount of chometz in it, and they had no choice. To make leaven in the oven was not practical. The Taki bought a new oven for Pesach. Yeah, then they couldn't make it. If they would have made the leaven properly, it means they would destroy the oven. We're talking leaven gomo, we're talking proper chometz here. And it was a very painful lesson, in a sense, but yeah, one need to be careful. And I was saying yesterday that there is on Shmini, Achon Shel Pesach, of Achon Shel Pesach, even the people who don't eat gebroks, a lot of people do make on Shmini Shel Pesach. Where is it coming from? Shmini Shel Pesach is Pesach lechol dovos, nishdukin shum zachnish. I saw once a gewaltig gesagt that on Yom Tov on Pesach, one is very careful in everything what we eat. And steht in Mogen Avrom, bringt Arob, in the Tanya, Arishon, that the all Ma'achole HaPesach should not be done in the Ketanim, and Avada Nish, and the Shepochus, and all the things, because mistakes happen. We made Achon Shel Pesach, which is really much lachter, and all the kinder, they are very upset. We haven't helped nothing for Yom Tov. We usually during the year, we allow the kinder to come in the kitchen and so on. So those given Achon Shel Pesach used to be the kids' day. Used to send the kids, now you can enter the kitchen and start doing a little bit of what they do. And those devar is always the kim in the dark in gebrok, because we allowed ready the a bit of mixture and different things in it. But this is only on Achon Shel Pesach. If we leave the shopping and the checking to the children, sometimes things go through, and later on it's very, very complicated to rectify. I think it's very important to learn that ordering from a kosher shop, a Pesach shop, is not the answer. Yes, one need to be careful, but one need to check every product. You can have 2 packets of salt, one is kosher le Pesach, one is not. 2 packets of flour, 2 packets of matzah, everything. By mistake, you were being the lucky one to be the last one of the packet on the shelf, and one was and one not. Every packet of things, and we are talking of serious shilas, yeah? We're talking about a packet of sweet, yeah? A packet of sweet, which contain glucose from chometz. Someone make a mistake and bought a chometz, like a packet of jelly. The chiyuv kores, you have mamish chometz k'dei achilev pras in one small packet. So the problem is serious. Yeah, it was like a shoyger. You bought it in the shop. It was supposed to be a kosher le-Pesach. You're right. But at the end of the day, who ate it? The person who ate it, he is the one who needs to be careful. And in the packet of jelly, you have chometz, dike, glucose in it, and you have much more b'kdei achilles pras, and you eat jelly very fast. You can easily eat b'kdei achilles pras, and to be mamash, a richtige shir of chometz with no issue whatsoever. So the achayas, yes, we can blame the shop would have been careful, the delivery man would be careful, all this very nice. We need to take the responsibility. So one, we should be very makbi to try and check every product. It's the highest of the Rosh Habayis to try to then help. We're making a Siyat Dishmaya and the Bosh Hamet at Insgame Siyat Dishmaya mit the Beis Hashem. So Zorich dan nicht shel verim Zorich an lechem min azvokem min apsokem.